You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, August 16th, 9:30 a.m. Deflation plane, Siaslaw River's South Jetty Road. The Siaslaw River's South Jetty is the northernmost official portion of the Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area. A mile to the south, hundreds of people tear across mountains of sand on vehicles with oversized wheels and raucous, unmuffled engines. Here, on this extended natural sand spit separating the last few miles of the Siaslaw from the ocean, a vast sandy plain lies between the tall foredune that borders the exposed beach and the loftier sand dunes that form the left bank of the river. Off-road vehicles are not allowed. Unlike the crowded, mechanized dunes to the south, I am completely alone on this vast, windswept deflation floodplain. My view from the overgrown footpath on this slightly elevated dike looks across a sea of stunted, salt-pruned beech pines. The top of this miniature forest rolls and swirls, echoing roving, salty air currents. For much of the year, fierce winds flow unimpeded from the mouth of the river, forcing the dense growth close to the ground. Several shallow ponds line the south side of the dike, exposing a water table that is very near the surface. The trail ends on a flat desert pavement with a peculiar variety of sparse, low-growing plants. Sedges with unusually large spiky flowers share the dry sand with trailing hooker's willows, whose oval leaves make them look like ground-hugging manzanita. There are bright yellow shore buttercups and golden-eyed grass protruding from the dry sand. There are even white spikes of bog orchid flowers piercing the dry hardpan. This is a shallow lake bed for most of the year. Broken sheets of dried algae lie scattered in depressions. Bleached skeletons of ancient trees, some of them very large, have been inexplicably deposited here. Several varieties of dragonfly, crimson, green, blue, and gold, hunt all around me. Back on the trail, I see a bright green, jewel-like Pacific chorus frog clinging to the oval leaf of a large hooker's willow. Its moist skin glistens in the sunlight. These animals have a waxy substance in their skin that allows them to retain precious moisture. The basic body plan for frogs has been around for 200 million years. When evolution stumbles upon a successful idea, it clings to it. Today, there are over 5,000 described species of frogs, making them one of the most diverse groups of vertebrates. Decades ago, when I was in college, my then-girlfriend and I shared a house with Shelley, a mutual friend. During spring break, Shelley went hiking with a boyfriend in Death Valley in Southern California. On her return, she brought back a small, primitive-looking rock carving of a frog. She claimed that she woke up one morning after sleeping in the open on a remote part of the valley floor and simply found the carved stone sitting on the ground. The stone figure is about 3 inches long, light gray, showing black on the cracks on its back. The rock is very hard with a flat base. It is simply rendered almost schematic, but its frogness is undeniable. Over the next several months, Shelley's life became troubled. Her mother grew ill, her love life soured, and she could not sleep. One day, I watched as she tearfully deposited something in the dumpster in front of our house. She told me later that she decided that the frog was the source of her problems and that she had gotten rid of it. The next day, I climbed into the dumpster and retrieved the frog and gave it to a friend to keep safely away from Shelley. Nearly 40 years have passed. I still have this carved frog and this story. Perhaps this story provides some insight into the origins of religion. Humans have difficulty accepting random events and need to assign blame or attribute meaning where perhaps there is none. It would seem that a frog in the desert would be a good omen, signifying rain and abundance. But we all see the world through the prism of our own experience. help nearby nature celebrate the grand opening of its Learnscape in Altenbaker Park beginning this Saturday, August 22nd at noon. Enjoy site tours, solar oven pie baking, composting demonstrations, roving kinder critters, and live music by the Blair Street Mugwumps. Also enjoy activities by Bring and Willamette Restoration, Name That Veggie and Mini Sandcastle contests, and Garden Goody taste testing with the School Garden Project. All activities are free. Go to www.nearbynature.org or call 687-9699. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.